Listening to the Naked Scientist. Now, first this week, two studies published in the journal Science have found evidence from the bugs that live inside our guts and from the words that come out of our mouths that both shed light on how ancient human ancestors migrated out of Asia and spread across the far reaches of the Pacific Ocean. And that's a subject that's kept archaeologists scratching their heads for decades now. Now, Yassan Moodley from the Max Planck Institute for Infektion Biology in Germany led a team of researchers who collected samples of gut bacteria called Helicobacter pylori from around 200 Aboriginal people living in Taiwan, Australia, Papua New Guinea and New Caledonia. Now, these parasitic bacteria live inside the guts of around half of the people in the world, and it can lead to things like stomach ulcers, and it's generally people who don't have access to modern medicines who still have these bacteria. Now, they're only found inside human beings, so we think that our ancestors carried them around the globe inside their stomachs, and as they went, the bacteria mutated and evolved into different strains as they went along their way. Now, by sequencing the DNA of these gut bacteria, Moodley and his team discovered two new strains, the first one called HP Sahul, and they think that that split off from Asian ancestors around 30 to 40,000 years ago, with the people that came out of Asia, moved down through Indonesia, which at the time was actually a land bridge, because sea levels were much lower then. There was an ice age going on. There was a lot of water locked up in ice on the ice caps. So there was this bridge coming through to Australia and Papua New Guinea, which together formed a single land mass called Sahul, which is the name of this particular type of bacteria. A second strain, they think, called HP Maori, indicates a much later, much more recent influx of people, and this time from Taiwan. The idea here is that the people with this other strain of bacteria moved down south from Taiwan, first to the Philippines. They then got as far as Papua New Guinea, and through some sort of stops and starts, really, they got their way eventually towards Polynesia and New Zealand. Now, really exciting thing is this other study that's actually come up with a very similar story, but looking at something completely different. Not at the stuff that grows inside us, that lives inside us, but the languages that we use. Now, languages have been used for a long time to help unpick the past, because rather like mutating bacteria, languages also change over time, and they can be used to trace relationships between groups of people in different parts of the world. Now, Russell Gray from the University of Auckland in New Zealand and his team analysed the relationships between 400 Austronesian languages that are spoken by tribes all across the Pacific. And he focused on words that are really similar between those different languages. And these are words called cognates. Do you know what a cognate is, Chris?
No, I'm not cognizant of the meaning of a cognate language.
In this sense, these are words that sound the same. So, say, for example, the word star in English. In Italian, it's stella. It's sterna in German, ster in Dutch, estrella in Spanish, and so on. So these all have very similar
Tina
connections.
Tina Turner, surely. Huh? Rod Stewart? Oh. Tina Turner? They're stars, aren't they?
Oh, I see. Chris. Yes, indeed. It's all coming back to a very similar word. And it shows, basically, that those languages have all got some kind of common connection, whether you're a star or not. But this team basically took a huge amount of computing power to make all these analyses of 400 languages, looking at comparing different words between them. And they found, similarly, that there was this likely migration out of Taiwan around the same sort of time, about 5 millennia ago. Again, in fits and starts. So it seems that people were developing their ability to make boats and to cross really huge areas of sea to make their way around the world. So really, it's amazing to think that there are messages from the past hidden inside us, both in the words that we speak and in the bugs that live inside our stomachs.
Yes, it's incredible to think the genetic legacy of your ancestors lives on in you, not actually in you directly in your own DNA, which of course it does, but in the bacteria that you're harbouring too.